Over to Sue now for the reading. Wasn't that helpful? Over to Sue for the reading.
This morning's reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 to verse 1 of chapter 6. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Looking this morning at our last in this little series on Shalom. So I just thought it might be helpful perhaps to begin with, if we just had a little recap, if you can remember, perhaps things you've learned or hopefully things that you've been experiencing about Shalom and what that means for us today. So I'm just going to share the screen to give us a bit of a prompt and a reminder of where we've been. So yeah, we had these little cards which were really helpful. So just to sort of like check back that we were talking about Shalom being peace, bringing wellness and wholeness, harmony, prosperity, completeness, tranquility, and well-being. And we heard, didn't we, to begin with, that this was God's idea. We heard that God was the source of Shalom. We heard that it was God's idea, and it's not only his idea, but it's his ideal. We heard that it was Jesus is the good news of Shalom from Chris. And we heard as well that having Shalom ourselves, we can pick it up and take it for ourselves, not just for everyone else, but for ourselves, take it. And we had a helpful talk from Ali as well about flourishing, which talks about thriving and being in Shalom as well and thriving in that. And then we heard about that we are actually made, we're people made for Shalom, and our identity is being in Shalom with God. So today we're going to be looking at living for Shalom as individuals in our practice, in who we are, as if in our day-to-day lives. So it can be like in our personal relationships, it can be on our relationships with others, but also universally with creation and things around us. So we want to look at the whole of our lives and who we are, what we do with them in everyday living. And it is God's intention, isn't it? We've heard this over and over, for wholeness. And we've heard that it is Shalom and wellness and wholeness brings God's presence for people and for ourselves. And we know that Jesus has come as the King. We read in Zechariah 14, verse 9, which I think was on our sheet for today, about the Lord being King over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord and his name, the only name. And that's what we're living for, isn't it? The fact that Jesus will be the Prince of Peace as he comes, as we remember Christmas. We know him to come as the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings. We know him to be a peace bringer. And yet we know that as we look around us in our world today, we see the whole of creation. But we sort of live in this bit of tension, don't we? That we know that that's what Jesus is. He's King and Prince of Peace. We know that he is bringing shalom. But when we look around us, we see brokenness. We see lots of things not living like that, not being like that. So I just thought for a minute, would you like to just think and put in the chat things that you see around you and see in our world today that are not in shalom, that are broken, that might need repairing, things that you see, whether it's things in your home, your families around you, and in the world in general. So just take a few seconds to think about that. We'll be praying for these later on, so do think about those carefully for a minute. People's lives destroyed by drug abuse, greed, various places in the world, Ethiopia, our nation, Downing Street. Yeah, there's so much there that we see around us that's broken. So thank you for sharing those things. We'll be picking up on those in a moment. So having seen that there's brokenness around, we do know, though, that Jesus came and he has said that he will bring reconciliation. I think Cheryl talked about this or mentioned this, that in Colossians it tells us, 1:19-20, that God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross, which we've just been celebrating. So we know that Jesus has reconciled everything to himself. He's done that. We're living in that time. I just remembered a really fun story that we used to like. Well, I used to like this one when our children were little. It's called My Old Teddy. And My Old Teddy was a very loved teddy. But unfortunately, things used to happen to Teddy. His leg came off, then his ear came off, and then his arm came off. But what she used to do was take him to the teddy doctor. And I used to like this because I used to think that there was some way that repair could be made if you take things to the right person. In our house, usually it was taking it to Daddy, but there you go. But in this case, she took it to Mummy, and Teddy doctor made Teddy better. And it's a very simple little story, but I think it just shows us that the repair is possible if we take things to the right person and the person that's got the answers. And we've just heard from Sue, haven't we, in that reading that she read for us kindly, that we have that reconciliation ourselves from God. We have been reconciled. We're new people in Jesus. But amazingly, he's actually committed to us this message of reconciliation as well. And that we are God's co-workers. We are working together with him in bringing that repair, bringing that reconciliation to that brokenness that we see around us.
Thanks, Karina.
So yes, we just left off by saying that we are co-workers in God's service. So we are joining in with what God is doing in the world today in bringing repair. And it made me think a little bit about us being his disciples. And it made me think about the calling that Jesus gave to the first disciples when he was walking along the Sea of Galilee. And he came across the mending their nets because they were broken. And I was thinking, yeah, it is a fact of life that things break, things need repair, things need mending. And in fact, we need mending and we need reconciliation and as well as people. And yet Jesus still took those disciples, didn't he? And he used them. He said, you'll be fishers of men. And it was just encouraging me to me to think that God uses broken things. He uses broken people to mend things. He uses brokenness to bring wholeness. It's a bit beyond understanding, but that's, he can do that. And I was really encouraged the other day when I heard on the radio a story about a man who from Coventry who had actually lost everything. He'd lost his jobs. He'd lost everything. He had nothing to buy any food with. And he started going to and using the food bank in Coventry. And then he got back on his feet again a bit with their help, in fact. And he ended up volunteering with them. And then now he's actually working for them and running the project in the whole of Coventry. And it made me think about how God takes things that are broken and actually can make them into something that works really well. And he can bring wholeness and he uses even us who are broken people. And it also made me think too as well that quite a while ago, I went to a woolen mill in Wales, actually quite near where my sister lives, and where they make woolen cloth a bit like this, which you might see a bit like this, with a pattern. And when you looked at the weaver and the loom, it was going really fast and it seemed really complicated. And I felt it seems like a bit like our lives and every all the sort of threads that interact with each other and have to come together. And we might be thinking, where can I be, you know, of any use or any help in this broken world? Where can that happen? And it seems to be so important to get the pattern right. And I just felt that God wants to let us know today that he is the in charge. He's the weaver and he set that loom up and he's the one pushing the shuttle across. He knows when it has to go across. So if you're thinking, where can I get involved? What can I do? Just actually make sure that your thread is connected to the weaver, first of all. I think that's probably the important thing that I felt that God was saying through this, was actually make sure you're connected and that you can listen where that thread has got to go for the next step, the next loop, or whatever you're doing with your life. So it could be for yourself. It could be making sure that connection is there. It could be for those around you, your family, those who are quite close to you. It could be your neighbours, people in your community. And it could be as well in the wider world. What are you doing? Like Rich mentioned some of those things to steward what God has given you well and given us in our world well. And it was really good, wasn't it, as we think about living for Shalom, when we, those of us that were on the TFN quiz last night, it was really good fun, but also it was amazing to think how much we could just raise in that amount. You can support Tear Fund. It's a great organisation that brings hope where there's despair and it brings the love of God with it. So it's a really good organisation to support. But one of the things that I've read about them, they said strong communities are restorative. They are committed to restoring peace, harmony, and the natural beauty of a world afflicted by conflict, tragedy, and devastation. We can choose to be countercultural in our thoughts, our actions. We can choose to bring beauty out of pain and devastation. We can choose to be peacemakers in places that have only known tragedy or conflict. And we can choose to be a loving presence walking alongside the hurt and the wounded. And that really spoke to me about how we can choose what we do on a daily basis. And it made me think about actually thinking, Lord, where do you want me to put my choices? What do you want me to do? I've mentioned tradecraft. Rich mentioned a couple of things in his prayer, things like compassion that support children in different countries who are with education and different needs that they have. It could be tradecraft or another organization that sources things ethically. It could be basically buying fair trade coffee and chocolate when you're out shopping. Those sorts of things are important in our world. Together, putting things together. Is there anybody up there, or the Finns, are they there? Anybody? We missed anyone? No? That's really exciting. It's really good. You've done so much work there on that, and it actually fits in really well with what we've been talking about, is weaving God's shalom into our lives and into other people's lives. And I thought, just to finish, it would be really good if we all could think about this week, perhaps how we can do that. It might be something to do with the world. It might be something to do with our neighbours, our friends. It might be praying every day for people, just like Laura was saying about that list. And if you had any spare bits of card, you could do what they were doing and write down perhaps the name of people and weave them together. Think about how you can do that this week. So just to help us respond to that and have a think through that, I thought it would really be good to finish if we come back to the fact that God is the source of our creation. He is our creator, and he actually demands or calls out of us a worship and response, and we're committed to be joining with him in what he's doing. So we're just going to play a video to finish, and if you want to think about what we've been saying and praying about this week coming up, that you will commit to joining with God in his work this week. Thank you.